From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
We should get a pack of these. Most stuff.
They look good.
Limited edition.
Yes, please.
They've had some weird, funky flavors of Oreos.
Which I really have never tried.
Yeah. I don't know if the birthday cake was worth it.
I don't know.
You know what
Red
I do
Velvet.
Like? Yeah.
I don't know.
I like the lemon ones. The lemon ones were pretty good. My mom likes those. She's always got a jar full of those when I go to her house.
It's kind of like coffee. My most favoriteest coffee is coffee.
Coffee. Just coffee.
Yes.
Plain coffee.
Coffee-flavored coffee.
Coffee-flavored coffee.
Yes. And kind of like Oreos for me.
You like the originals?
I want Oreo-flavored Oreos.
Yeah.
But I love double stuff.
See, but these are quadruple stuff.
Yes.
These are twice the cream of a double stuff.
Yes, please.
Yeah. Limited edition. But look how small the package is.
I know. Well, it goes
13.44 ounces.
It goes on my toilet paper theory.
I know. It's crazy.
Don't get me started. Yeah. We know how I feel about this stuff.
No, let's not get her started. No, please don't.
God.
All right.
You know how I feel about this stuff.
Also, Paul McCartney has a new song out. Came out last month. It's called Who Cares? And I think it should be our theme song. I can't play it here because we don't have the royalties on the podcast. But go look it up on YouTube.
I heard you playing it earlier, I think.
It's actually, they made it into a little mini, you know, video. And Emma Stone's in it. And she plays this, I don't know, anxious woman. And Sir Paul plays her psychiatrist.
Okay.
And then they go off dancing and animating. And
because that's what I would do with
makeup.
My psychiatrist is dance.
I would too. But see, Paul's of an age, he shouldn't dance too much.
Might break a hip.
Oh, which reminds me. I know, I'm all over the page today. This last week, Kate Hudson and her mom, Goldie Hawn, hosted Ellen. The guest hosted together.
Oh,
and you know, on the Ellen show, when the show starts, the music's playing, and Ellen dances up and down the stairs in the audience.
Yes.
And I saw Goldie Hawn doing that, too, and I'm going, oh, my God, don't let her trip and fall. She might break a hip.
Yeah. She's of
the age. We need to take care of our elderly, because we're already there. All right, please take care of me. I don't want to break a hip.
You just want a bed bath.
You make me out to be such a pervert. You're so spot on.
You do that well enough by yourself.
It's time for the news.
You don't need much help from me on that one.
What's going
on? But speaking of the elderly, yesterday was Betty White's 97th birthday.
Can you believe that?
I'm telling you.
God bless Betty White.
She's awesome.
You know, she was the very first woman on television, and they consider her to be the first woman of television. But the reason she was the first woman on television, she actually was on a test broadcast in the 1930s when they were sending out TV for the first time.
Wow.
And she's literally the first woman to appear on television. Isn't that awesome? That's awesome.
She has a great story. It's nothing spectacular, you know, but it's just a great story.
Still here. She's still above ground at 97 and apparently doing well.
I tell you what, though, it's a testament to what positivity does for a person.
That and playing poker. From what I understand, she likes to play poker. So,
which is what she was planning to do for her birthday. Playing poker with friends that she's been playing with for decades.
I would not want to play poker with her. I got a feeling. I got a feeling she's a little card shark.
So other than that, playing poker, she has no big plans. But she is expecting Robert Redford to call. Benny's made it really clear over the years.
Yeah. Yeah, she has.
You know, serious crush on Robert Redford.
Does.
Yes.
She does. I mean, even now, you know?
They've never met.
Have they not? Seriously.
Can you believe that? That's what that blows me away.
At one point, I would have said it was her fault. Now I say it's Robert Redford's fault.
Oh, yeah.
God dang it. Robert Redford, she's a national treasure. You need to reach out, dude.
You have drivers. You have people who can fly you over the...
They can Skype. I'm sure they could at least Skype.
They could.
He could drop her a little email. He could Insta her. I mean, you know.
At one point, it would have been, hey, Robert Redford, show up at her door with no shirt on. But now keep your shirt on.
I think you want to keep your shirt
on. Yeah, keep your shirt on. But he should be...
Kind of like me. Keep your shirt on.
He should be at her door with with roses.
He should be at her door with a florist full of roses.
That's true. Back up the truck.
I got it.
Speaking of 97.
Yeah.
Prince Philip's in the 97 Club.
Oh, is he? That's true, right?
And you
right.
know what? I didn't say happy birthday to Kate. I missed...
When was her... Her birthday was last week, right?
This last week? I think it was this week. I heard you say it. Yeah. And I kept telling myself, oh, it's Kate's birthday. And I didn't say happy... I'm sorry, Kate. I'm sorry, Princess.
Which
Duchess.
Means that Prince Philip was 60 when she was born.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
Wow. All right, so he's definitely had better days than the one he had yesterday. Yeah.
Okay.
Prince was out for a drive.
Why did they let him drive? Why do they let him drive?
And he had...
He's 97, for God's sake!
Well, he had an RTA.
What's an RTA?
That's British for a road traffic accident.
We just call him a car crash here.
Yeah.
An RTA. Ooh. Okay.
Right. Maybe it'll end up on one of those videos on, you know, that they show.
I doubt that. I doubt you're going to see a video of
probably
Prince Philip having an RTA.
Well, there wasn't seriously any word on that. Exactly what happened, but the prince was driving his Land Rover.
Okay.
It was involved in an accident with a Kia.
It's not going to bode well for the Kia, I don't think.
There were minor injuries to the driver and passenger of the Kia.
Okay. All right.
Now, the prince was unhurt.
Good.
As was his passenger, which was thought to be his close security detail.
I'm okay. I'm okay.
I have to think maybe then that the security person in the car with him was probably like this.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can imagine. Probably
clenching his hands on things and clenching other things as well.
Probably since they got in the car because the prince was driving, mm-hmm. period. Plus, you know, they drive on the wrong side of the road and the wrong side of the car.
That's true.
Yeah, because the... It's on the right side.
But
the car, left side of the road.
It's weird to me. Weird.
Strange. Yeah. Wrong. It's just wrong to let somebody 97 years old drive a car. Come on now.
Oh, I have residents who
you
still
drive.
You know
what? I'm ready for somebody to take away my driver's license now. I love to be chauffeured.
You would love to be driven everywhere.
I know. Driver, drive me off this picture.
Driver, rolling pin donuts, please.
Right. All right, well, I think I'm going to go get me some of those more stuff. Or most stuff.
Most stuff.
Oreos.
I would do that. I would love to. I would love to have some.
And I'll be honest with you, I think I could probably polish off that tiny little 13.4
ounce package. Oh, yeah.
One sitting with a big old glass of milk.
Yep. Aww. Chomp.
All right, well, have yourself a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.